we think we know what we sound like, but we don't.
We don't. I'm still surprised at my voice as many times over. If you had a dog in the front yard, it wasn't yours, somebody else's dog, and you didn't want the dog there, and had something in your hand, you might say, yesterday I...
threw it at him. pelted him. Well, pelted would be a pretty formal term.
Threw what at him? Probably.
Rocks.
If you knock on the door and nobody comes, you might say, looks like nobody's
at home. Nobody's at home. That's what I really say.
Just for the sake of argument, so that I can get the right sounds here, suppose you put, there are two ways of drinking coffee. One involves the use of milk, and the other one, no milk. You might say, I like coffee...
black.
Using the word milk, I like it. Black would be, not with, but it would be with...
with cream.
All right, let's use milk, just for my sake. Okay.
Well, I see. well, I like it with milk.
And the other way would be, the opposite of that would be with...
without milk.
If a train was coming this way and we were going that way, you might say the train is coming...
towards us. But not...
sorry. Talk, I might as well record it this meeting.
And one thing, she talks so much more slowly than I do. Of course, she talks entirely differently than I do, too. But now it may be her personality, partly, but I know when I hear her talk over the phone, I have a hard time not interrupting her and getting her to talk more faster.
Suggesting the word that she's trying to say.
Yes.
It's maddening. I know what you mean. It's a cultural problem. Language is a cultural phenomenon. More to it than just meaning. There's the attitude of ourselves that we're communicating, as well as the attitude of our culture from which we come. Well, we're beginning to find these things out now, and making some reevaluations. Part of what I'm trying to do. I've got enough of the anthropologist in me, I think, to get excited about this end of it. I used to teach high school, too, and I got a little tired of the medicine man attitude that we took. That is, the textbook is it. The only trouble is, every textbook's a little bit different.
Yes.
And that's,
Well, now, of course, I teach Latin, as maybe you know, and then...
No, I thought you taught mathematics. I'm sorry.
Well, I teach both.
Oh, I see.
Now, I quite often have to say to the students, now, what do you do in English about this now? Because I was taught a certain way. And sometimes they've never heard of what I speak about. And sometimes they have, of course. But now, for instance, the difference between shall and will. And they have the vaguest idea of the difference between may and might, and can and could, and so on.
Of course, in the case of... again, I talk too much. You go downtown and see somebody you didn't expect to see. You might come home and tell your sister, guess who I
saw?
If you didn't say, guess who I ran?
Ran into? Am I?
And man's name is George, and his son is named George. You might say the child was named
George Jr.
Or his father. His father, child.
Oh, a name for his father, yes.
For. The animal that barks is a
dog.
And if you wanted to make your dog attack another dog, you'd say,
Well, see, I'd shoo him onto the other dog.
Well, what would you say to the dog? Shoo him?
No. No. Go to it, I suppose. Something like that.
If you wanted to call your dog to you, you'd say, to the dog.
Here, Fido, here, Fido.
And, kind of dog that's many different kinds and not much of any kind.
Mongrel.
You ever call it cur?
Well, I use the word cur, yes.
But
old cur.
Mongrel comes out first.